Thanks, Vanessa. Don't forget, Matt White follows us from 9 a.m. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation. Lee Hadjipantelis will join us after the 8 o'clock news, as he does every Tuesday. We're also here thanks to 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. Now, this is the part of the show where you can have your say. Call the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. Build with confidence with New South Wales' leading new home builder, McDonald Jones. And you can text us on 0457 736 736.
And again, declaration apologies to some of the people who you know, are in those McDonald Jones display homes. Yes, I do stalk you a little bit. I do happen to. I don't mind just standing out the front of a McDonald Jones display home and, you know, sort of like the Colourbond sort of ad, just looking at it, thinking, might look good somewhere.
I like exhibition homes, especially the McDonald Jones ones.
Yes. Let's go to the McDonald Jones open line right now, because Neil has called in from Schofields. Brandy and myself are all ears. Neil?
Go, Neil.
Brandy, Rossi, how are you?
Good, thank man. You.
Yeah, good. Ricky Stewart, boy, standing him down from coaching for a week or whatever, I don't think that's a real good idea. Isn't that punishing the club and the players? Shouldn't it be like a more personal punishment, a bigger fine or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it does have implications for the club and the players.
I'm all ears. What would be the alternative? Yeah, have you thought of an alternative then, Neil? Outside of fine?
Well, yeah, just a bigger fine.
Bigger fine.
Yeah. Well, it's got to hurt.
Yeah. Well, that'd hurt. But standing, look. I know it does. It does impact. Of course, it impacts the players. But I think the players are, there's enough experience there to get on with it for a week. And it's only a game. It is one game. It's and we've had plenty of coaches forced to stand down this year because of COVID. Mm. Clubs just get on with it, Neil. I don't have a problem with them getting a game at all.
Okay. I would think, though, this would be a little different. Sorry, Neil, to interrupt there, but if a coach is actually suspended different from the COVID, then Ricky would not be allowed to have any contact, like half-time on the phone and all that sort of thing. I would assume you would not be allowed to have input to the team. I would think, Neil. But I tell you what, Neil, I've got a little prize for you, my friend, because Signet Power Bank, they're terrific. All the Signet products are fantastic, but we've got the PowerBoost Bank that will keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. So that'll get you on your way, Neil.
Excellent.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for calling in, mate. Appreciate you taking the time to call us on a Tuesday morning. Now, it was John Laws' birthday yesterday. I don't know whether I can read this text in John Laws' mode. No one could do a Lawsy. But this is from McHugh.
Give it your best shot.
I'll give it. All the fans, rugby league experts, Cameron Valvoline Smith, Brandy Alexander is right. That's the text from McHugh. There we go. Shocking John Laws impersonation.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Was it? Okay. Well, there was the text.
I thought it was good.
The Alexander Smith Cup, Penrith v Melbourne, Thursday night.
Yes, boys, after listening to Private Patton's recent explanation of why there was no charge.
He got relegated.
Can we just revisit that? That was the most outrageous, ridiculous thing I've heard. Mm. The general Patton, Private Patton, now trying to explain why there was no charge. The Seagulls jersey controversy, Graham Annesley's briefings, and Ricky Stewart's blow up. The tension before the bunker decision clangor. I really think the NRL should adopt the Twilight Zone music as its official theme song.
Well, I was going to suggest, what about the X-Files music? Because there's a reason for that. In the birthday game today, Gillian Anderson is having a birthday from X-Files. We've got the X-Files music, Dan. We could go with anytime we talk rugby league judiciary or charges, on something.
Yeah. X-Files. Well, it's either music. X-Files or Twilight Zone.
Something. Yeah. Dan will come up with it. So while Dan's searching for the music, this is called padding. How old is Gillian Anderson today from X-Files, Brandy? How old is Gillian Anderson?
What do you reckon? Mid-50s. 57.
54.
Oh.
Close. John Cartwright, your Panthers teammate from the grand final. He's celebrating a birthday today, John Cartwright. How old's John?
He is 57.
That's correct, 57. Mm. All right, that gives you one, but you had a bit of insider trading there. But what about the great Rod Laver? When we're talking about legends, Rod Laver today. How old Rod Laver?
86.
Oh, 84. There we go. Unlucky. So do we have any music to accompany any?
Yes.
Right, that was going to be the piece. When we talk rugby league charges, how'd they come up with that charge? Yeah. How'd they come up with that charge?
Now, you can have that playing in the explanation. So whenever either the private pattern talks or... morning, gents. So now we have a problem with players saying he doesn't want to be distracted by the contract stuff because he's focused on the finals. And I quote Brandy, it's not good enough. I don't think Paps cares what you think, Brandy. Hammer from Narrabeen. I'm sure he doesn't, but I've got to have my opinion. Why don't I just sit here and say nothing? Hammer from Narrabeen.
It's going to be a good show. Yeah. Let's go back to the McDonald Jones Open line. Now, when we go through the Central Coast, when I was a kid, I used to have one of my grandmothers had a little place.
Just back on what Hammer said.
Hammer's comments.
Sorry. Hammer, he's already signed a deal. Why does he have to think about it?
He's already funk it. Doesn't have to do any more thinking.
Signed.
I was going to say, when I was a kid, one of my grandmothers lived up at Berkeley Vale there, Panorama Drive, Berkeley Vale, and Tumbiumbi. There wasn't much at Tumbiumbi back in the day. I've driven there recently. Tumbiumbi is like the Vatican. It's massive.
Refresh me where the Tumbiumbi is. Where's Tumbiumbi?
Well, Tumbiumbi is next to Berkeley Vale.
Berkeley Vale.
Then Long Jetty and Killarney Vale. All those places on the Central Coast.
Yes,
Troy of Tumbiumbi. Tumbiumbi, have you lived in Tumbiumbi long, Troy? TTT.
2007, Andrew.
Yeah. And it would have grown and grown and grown.
Massive. Now, I think you'd have to say Tumbiumbi is almost the fast food capital of Australia.
Oh, Bill, there you go.
is Tumbiumbi anywhere closer to the coast, closer to Terrigal or the entrance or in between?
Yeah, two suburbs away.
Right. Mm. Okay.
Tumbiumbi
was a dot when I was a kid. There was bugger all at Tumbiumbi. Not even a shop at Tumbiumbi. There you go. That's going way back. Now, let's. Enough Tumbiumbi chat. That's the Tumbiumbi segment on this Tuesday done. Tuesday's Tumbiumbi segment with Troy. Got a ring to it. What would you like to say, Troy, of Tumbiumbi?
I was listening to your call, listening to the chat yesterday with Brandy and Cameron Smith regarding the Melbourne Storm and the tactics.
Yep.
I just wanted to say that I had a lengthy chat with a NRL coach in 2010. About the Melbourne Storm, and that's the team I absolutely hate. I'm a Manly fan. And he had provided a dossier of all of the tactics that had been introduced by the Melbourne Storm over the years. And he said to me, in no uncertain terms, that the Melbourne Storm had made the game worse for all the tactics that they'd introduced in the past 10 years before that. Yeah. And he was absolutely adamant that the Melbourne Storm had changed the game and not for the better.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
Well, that's a big reaction for you, Brandy.
Yeah, well, 2010 was the height of, I think, the problem. When did we bring in the second referee? Do we know that? Because the second referee was brought in so he could control the ruck because of the constant... chat, and I remember commentating, actually working on radio through that period between 2000 and 2010, and the constant talk about the ruck was driving people mad because that was the game. It was about how you handled the ruck, and that was a new thing in the game over that decade from 2000 to 2010. The game did change. It was all about how you controlled the ruck. Anyway, Troy from Tumbiumbi, appreciate your call.
Okay. Well, there you go, Brandy. You and Troy, that segment, that was the pilot for it. See if it comes back next Tuesday. The Tumbiumbi update. So we will have Michelle Bishop in just a moment with a sports update. Still a million texts to get through this morning. Don't forget, after 8 o'clock, Lee Hetchy-Pantelis, Sport and the Law. Lee from Bryden's Lawyers is going to be a big segment today in the context of all the issues that have come out of sport over the past few days. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.